This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do appreciate the time that you guys reach out, spend time with me. I guess I spend time with you, too. But, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. There's a lot going on out there. I love when you guys respond in the chat room. You'll find a old-fashioned, what do they call it? An old-school chat room in the at therealside.com. You will find that newfangled, probably censored, pulled down later on chat room at Facebook. Come on. Did you hear him today? And somebody, you know what, somebody sent a picture of, what did he have? He had the, that little 4-inch cushion under his butt. He's a bony guy. I don't think it was a height thing at all. I think sitting in that chair all day probably gave him a little butt spur or something. I don't know. What did he get from sitting in a chair too long? But quite an interesting day for Mr. the Zuckerberg. And, you know, if you head over to the website, again, like I said, there's a live chat room there for you. You can grab the coffee mugs came in today. That's right. If you want to buy a coffee mug, they're in now. They're ready to go out. I appreciate it. I will, you know, again, if you want to buy one for $5,000, I will home deliver it. Otherwise, they're very inexpensive. Hop up to the website. And go into the store, you'll find them there. You'll find the coffee mugs, you'll find the water bottles, you'll find, what the heck is that thing? You'll find a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. All right, let's hit some of these stories. We've got a lot of crazy stuff. Later on in the show, we're going to have our buddy, you know, David from Landmark Capital. I always like when David's on because, you know, I've gotten emails from a couple of you that think it's kind of dry, and money's always dry. I mean, unless you have a ton of it around you, it's always dry. Dry conversation, hard to keep up with, hard to understand. But you got to have some of this information. You got to know what's going on. University is hosting Queer Research Day to challenge and combat normalcy. That's right. God bless America. God, you know, God sitting on the throne just shaking his head going, really? People, this wasn't that hard. All you had to do was tend the garden, and you screwed that up. After telling students that NE and VE, are gender-neutral pronouns, one university will soon host an all-day conference promoting, ready, queer research. Now, when I was a kid, queer was not a good thing to be, and it had nothing to do with sex. Seriously. So Queer Research Day will take place at Kennesaw State University. On April 13th, will include workshops such as exploration of queer representations in fairy tales, as well as queer... What? Queer... Oh, God. So we're going to go tear fairy tales apart? Now, well, actually, they are fairy tales, so take it for what it's worth. as well as quick development approaches to working with young people. Other workshops will explore issues such as queering bookstores, a case study, queering activism, the emergence of queer service organizations in Toronto, and queer advocacy, the personal is political. Now, it's funny how all these groups, right? I mean, they actively, they aggressively go, look, the bookstores, queering activism, queer advocacy, queering fairy tales. I mean, seriously. If we did this as straight, white straight guys, or maybe not even that, let's call it a different name, right? You know, checking out fairy tales for the normalcy, because they seem to hate that word. Well, what is normal? But apparently, the word normalcy will soon be stricken from the dictionary. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. Or actually, it means negative, is what it means. That doesn't mean anything at all. It doesn't mean anything to them, because they don't believe in normalcy. The description for Queer Research Day explains that it's a goal to challenge normalcy while offering scholars a chance to share how they are addressing queerness. So, why do you have to address queerness? Why do you have to address gender neutrality? Why do you have to address all this stuff in the workplaces and other places? Is it that big of an issue everywhere? Is it a problem everywhere you work, everywhere you go? Do you see this? You know, it's really funny. It's like the racism thing. There's a certain group of people that see color everywhere they go. And then there's a group of people that think, I don't care what color you are, can you do the job? I don't care what color you are, can you pass the test? I don't care what size, color, shape, or gender or non-gender you are, can you do the work? Professor goes on to say, in light of the radical potential of queer as theories, identities, politics, and communities, how can we challenge normalcy and indeed live, study, and think through queer impossibilities and nuances? The agenda prompts participants adding that the conference will be a great opportunity for students and professors to share our queer research. Why don't we do some research, as I heard tonight, why don't we do some research as to why it's costing our children so much to go to school these days, college, why it's costing me so much in school taxes, and you're raising a group of people that can't even tell you when we gained our independence. How many states there are? How many stripes on the flag? We're 47th in the world with math and science? We need help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. sheets. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on, or spending with me, she spent, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, the time you guys spend, you know, on the air and in the chat room, sending me text messages, sending me emails. I really... You pick up things that I miss. And I appreciate that. You know, but head over to the website and pick up the things that I need to sell. Like I said, we've got coffee mugs. We've got the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff, the labels. The labels that the left has put on a guy like me to try to scare you away. You have nothing to be afraid of. I was talking to a group of people today, or I said group, I'm talking about three or four people today, about the labels that have been put on us. And what's funny is, in the new world, Bible Thumper, and I realize in the past it's had a bad taste to it, but the fact that somebody would want to submit to a higher power, submit to the creator of the universe, that's such a bad thing. It's just amazing. Well, you'll see with some of the stories we're going to do tonight, it's almost like the left is kicked it into high gear triple time against any kind of religious belief. Now, they'll tell you they're not against religion at all, right? But except when it comes out of your mouth, then they're against it. Right? Remember Hillary and Cain, what was it? On the campaign trail. They were okay with Catholicism. They were okay with Scripture, as long as it fell in line with modern theology, modern thinking. And I wonder how many evangelicals were even paying attention, left-leaning, liberal, whatever, paying attention to what those guys were saying and understood what it meant. Anyway, we're talking about the Kennesaw State University, how they are going to have a conference on queer research. It's hosted by the LGBTQ Student Program Office. And they're upset with normalcy. They want to see normalcy go away because it's not normal. Wait a minute, what? This is in their words. These people are... It's just like the groups that get together that want to be gender neutral but then still want to have Man and Woman of the Year. Right, they want to have Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, be Woman of the Year. It's just amazing. But are you gender neutral or aren't you? Is there no male or female, or is there? The conference is organized by the school's LGBTQ Student Program Office. They recently distributed pamphlets explaining the use of pronouns such as ni, vi, E-E-Y, Z-E, and X-E. Like they really mean something. What is the meaning of them? Notably, KSU has since added a disclaimer to the guide clarifying that it's not the school's official policy. The content contained within the pamphlets is not reflective of the university policy. The revised disclaimer notes in very small font, adding that it's merely intended for students interested in learning more about various aspects of the LGBTQ identities and experiences. Now, the university recently hit with two lawsuits from conservative-leaning students. In February, the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, filed a lawsuit against KSU on behalf of the Ratio Cristo, a Christian student group that claims administrators repeatedly confined its expressive activities to a free speech zone. On campus, free speech zones make up 0.08% of the campus. While everybody else is able to run around with signs and banners and everything else, these guys were relegated to a corner, probably a smoking corner, with an old garbage can in there with them. Just a month later, the ADF filed another lawsuit against KSU, alleging that the school's Young Americans for Freedom chapter incurred unconstitutional security fees after inviting conservative commentator Katie Pavlich to the campus. Now think about that. So conservatives, or people considered to be of the normal ilk, they get charged more money, they given a hard time, and then you get the liberal side of the world, which is all over the place. Look at, I'd love to get a liberal on to actually discuss this issue. How do you have it every way, and we have it no way? In other words, how do you get to tell me, or one of your groups gets to tell me, and you're behind them, you support them, that there is gender neutrality, there is no male or female? And then yet in another argument at another school right across the street, liberal school, now you're telling me I do have to accept someone who's born with male parts and then says that they're a female, but I thought there was no gender. or do you get to make it up as you go? See, those are the questions. So what they're saying, see, they get on my case for being a Christian, that I don't believe in science, yet you guys are all over the place. Biology means absolutely nothing to you. Soon, these schools that are filled with liberals are probably going to wipe out the biology class because it's an inconvenient truth for them. There's an inconvenient truth from a different dimension. I mean, you guys go look up these terms like knee and V, and even you, they've gotten rid of singular and plural. A person can refer to themselves as they. Us. Wow. You have to smoke a lot of dope to get to that point. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another issue we're going to have. A student demands that Penn State defund conservative hate groups. But what's a conservative hate group? It's just like every time the Zuckerberg said that that they monitor hate speech, they pull down hate speech, they won't allow hate speech, my stomach got tight. Because who decides what hate speech is? They do. That's scary. Because we've seen article after article. We've seen them pull down Christian sites and leave up sites that persecute Christians. Think about it. Why would you do that? Why do you support them? I just don't get it. So, you know, when we come back, we'll talk about the Pennsylvania college demanding that their schools cut funding to hate groups, such as, go look it up during the break, Turning Point USA. We would be considered a hate show. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
No, you don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Paul Ryan today said he wouldn't be seeking re-election. Everybody, hi. Come on, everybody. All right. I've never, ever been a big fan of his. I'm sure he's a nice guy and all that, but I've never felt like he was fighting for us. I never felt he was fighting for conservatives as a whole. Good old fashioned conservatism. You know, I always felt like he was the first pass at the new conservative Republicans, progressive Republicans. But you know what? God bless him. Hope he stays healthy. There's nothing wrong. He says he wants to. You know, I'm tired of that whole. I want to spend more time on my family. Yeah, okay. You know, that seems to be the easiest out, right? That seems to be the easiest way for these guys to move out of those positions. Now, Democrats think it's because they know they're going to get slaughtered in the next election. And that's why they went out now. But we know that. That's not true. It's just not real. So, you know, most of these guys feel like they're going to go out on top. They don't want to fight. It's a whole different fight. Now you're fighting against Trump, too. You're not just fighting against your opponent. If you're not going to get in line with him, they see where it's going. And it's not a matter of just not getting in line with Trump. It's a matter of not getting in line with America. I was talking to somebody today, and I said, look, the thing that irritates me the most, or the thing that is very irritating, is, you know, we're so worried about, and I realize that it has to do with security here as well at times, but, you know, what are we going to do with the border in Mexico? What are we going to do with the people coming up? What are we going to do with Syria? Why are we involved in all these things? I keep coming back to, how about we take care of our own first? You know, Trump is right. Let's take care of our own first. Let's, you know, you realize by amassing all those troops at the southern border, you might start a war with Mexico. Okay, so what? Bring it on, whatever. The cartels don't want war, so they'll pay off enough of the Mexican government to make sure that there aren't any wars at the border. Because they'll figure out a way around that stuff anyhow. But that's not the point. The point is the 1,200, the 1,500, the 2,000, the 5,000, however many coming over the border on a daily basis needs to be stopped. It needs to be done legally. After we get our stuff in order, after we get our systems down, after we figure out how to truly vet somebody coming in. But back to the craziness. Students demand, students at Penn State, I should say, demand that the college defund conservative hate groups. Although I don't really know, because I don't trust these guys. Now, this isn't one school, by the way. This is the whole Pennsylvania college system. So 21 different campuses across the state are pushing administrators to denounce conservative groups. Now, when you say conservative hate group, remember, that can be a wide range of things. Anybody who talks pro-life, anti-same-sex marriage, anti-abortion, right, that they won't speak the transgender language, they're all hate people. Hate speech, hate people. The Pennsylvania Student Power Network, as well as students from other clubs such as United Socialists, they protested Monday outside an administrative building at the Pennsylvania. I thought the socialists they want everybody brought in, don't they? Because they think they can win you over. I was reading an article from a socialist group 2 weeks ago that said they welcome the conservatives because when they see their way of living, actually, maybe they should hold their first meeting down in Venezuela. They get a first-hand feel for what socialism does for people. They were thinking if they welcomed them into the fold, if they came into the fold, they would see that socialism is so much better than capitalism. Anyway, so the United Socialists protested Monday outside an administrative building at Pennsylvania State University, complaining that the school provided funding to groups such as TPUSA, that's Turning Point USA, and the Bull Moose Party. Now, the students also delivered a petition to President Eric Barron's office that urges him to defund the conservative hate groups. Now, really funny because they allow, remember Ahmadinejad was coming onto campuses all across the country. They were fine with him. Here was a man screaming death to Israel, hated the Jews, hated Americans, was more than happy to come here and get money from the American college system. He had no problem with that. The petition demands that the school and the student activity funds, which come from student tuition. So they're coming from taxpayer dollars in some cases. If you're talking about grants and those kind of things, that's all taxpayer money. Or most of it is anyway. The tuition, the fees. Right? And if you're a conservative supporting these colleges, you're giving them money. You need to stop, because they're not in it for you. They're taking your money and working against you. It'd be like me donating to a cause or a group that fought conservative elected officials. That'd be dumb, wouldn't it? I have a friend of mine that's an elected, he still is. His wife is a teacher, professor. And she had to join the union here in California. She had no choice in the matter. And so they were taking money out of her paycheck to support union causes. And one of the causes 1 year was trying to get her husband out of office. So she, for all intents, imagine how that conversation went at the dinner table. But they were taking money out of her paycheck to go after her husband to take him out of office. And the only thing that was wrong with him was he had an R in front of his name. That's how that works. PSU has pushed back on all accusations that it funds TPUSA and the Bull Moose Party, arguing that neither group receives direct financial support from the school. TPUSA and the Bull Moose Party have not requested nor received funding from the university. The entity that distributes portions of the student-initiated fee for student organizations, Lisa Powers, a senior director at PSU's Office of Communications, said it's a whole different group that puts this money up. But this is kind of the wordplay, right? It's still affiliated with the college. It's still been hired by the college. It, well, the college direction where the money goes and what the grounds are. Right? To that extent, Power said that the university is committed to upholding the First Amendment rights, even when it comes to defending speech that they may disagree with. You know, they have as a whole on a lot of college campuses, liberals have a 20-to-1 edge in student fee funding. So that money that goes in, and then they pay it for people to come on campus and speak, or for causes, or for, oh, I don't know, different expositions and what have you, different conferences, it's a 20-to-1 split. So I don't know, where's the equality? And again, I don't get the equality. I've got to sit with a sane person on the left to explain to me what equality is, because apparently I don't get it. See, equality to me would be, a 10-to-10 split. I mean, a 1-to-1 split, right? Or pretty darn close to that. Not 20-to-1. As an institution of higher education, Penn State not only has an obligation to support constitutionally protected free speech, he said, but it also is committed to open and civil exchange. But see, when they use these qualifiers, civil exchange. Well, what's civil exchange? Stephen Crowder, Louderwood Crowder, has a couple of videos, a bunch of videos, really. But one in particular says, there's only two genders. Convince me or change my mind. And people come up to him. Now, he's got a table there. He wants to sit down and have open, honest conversation. He's got a table there. And in one particular instance where he's already in conversation with someone, a young lady walks up and starts swearing at him. Right? I mean, this is a sickness. This is the madness that takes over at some point in time. Just starts swearing at him at the table for his views. Now, unlike me, he's smarter than what I would have done. But he sits there and he looks at her, he's shaking his head and go, well, thank you. That's right. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, showing that they don't want to have a conversation. They want to be the bullies. They want to shout you down. They want to verbally abuse you, hoping that you'll back down. And again, I say, where's the love Trump's hate? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I went up to look at Facebook, look at some of the comments you guys are making, some of the things you were posting, and some of the stories. Man, some of you are brutal. I mean, I like it, but you're brutal. I can't think that fast. Doesn't work that quick for me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can, you know, if you head up to therealside.com, you can watch live, listen on, you can take the poll, lots of stuff happening there. You know, I was going to do this story, but this, I've always wanted to do this, right? This just in. Cherry Brown has agreed to deploy 400 National Guard troops at the request of President Trump. My butt. There's money involved. Come on. Let's just be honest about it. There's money involved. So he's agreed to deploy 400 National Guard troops to, at the request of President Trump, but he says it's not for immigration enforcement. Brown penned a defiant letter to the Trump administration Wednesday saying he'll not accept federal funding to add approximately 400 Guard members statewide. However, the governor said he will accept the federal funding to add approximately 400 Guard members. However, the governor said that the additional troops will be supplement the staffing of its ongoing program to combat transnational crime. I don't know what that means. Like we're fighting it now? Like he's using Border Patrol to fight transnational crime? He can't use Border Patrol to do that. They don't belong to him. Now, he may bullpucky the left, but I hope we're paying attention here. Now, while the governor accepted the funding for the extra troops, he was very clear what the additional troops will not be doing. He says, let's be crystal clear. Why do all these Dems, Presidential Blamo, right? Let me be clear. Right. Clear as mud. Let me be crystal clear on the scope of this mission. This will not be a mission to build a new wall. It will not be a mission to round up women and children or detain people escaping violence and seeking a better life. And the California National Guard would not be enforcing federal immigration laws. Then what are they going to do? Stand there and pick their nose? What do you think they're going to do? Brown added that there is no massive wave of migrants pouring into California, saying the overall immigration apprehensions on the border last year were as low as they've been in nearly 50 years. Right. How would you know? You don't track them. You don't let us ask you any questions. Or ask them any questions, I should say. And now you don't even want the question asked on the census survey. The White House praised Brown's decision and made no mention of his comments about not participating in immigration enforcement. So what are they going to do, just stand there and watch them go by? Seriously. We're also glad to see that California Jerry Brown will work with the administration, send members of the National Guard to help secure the southern border. That was according to a statement by Sarah Huckabee. You know, she... I love it. Like she's poking him in the eye, right? Trump wants up to 4,000 troops sent to the border to combat illegal immigration, drug trafficking. Brown said in a letter that the California Guard members may be deployed at the border, the coast and elsewhere statewide. But why? They're coming in at the border level. Right, we have the Coast Guard to take care of the waters. Brown's office said the deployment will happen pending review and approval by the federal government. See, I would just put them there just to irritate. Do you know how many people must be mad at him right now from within his own administration? Governor Brown, that is. I'm good with that, though. Works well for me. Anyway, that came across my desk. I mean, across my screen. I had to look at it. But we were talking about the Penn State University students. Okay? And they're pushing, they want all that money pulled from 21 campuses want all that money pulled from conservative groups that are on campus, that come on campus, that are called on campus, that are asked to be involved. And it comes out of the big bucket of cash that the students, you know, pay into in the beginning of every year. And this becomes part of this, and I know we fought it at this level, but part of this becomes a free speech issue. And you can't have it every way, so you can't. But they are. I mean, they're doling out a difference of, I think I told you earlier, it was 20-1. For every $20 a liberal group gets, a conservative group only gets a dollar. And if you've been over to TPUSA with Turning Point USA, yeah, they are a hardcore right wing group. And when a campus or Mr. Zuck says that, you know, they're going to filter out hate speech. I don't care who you are, that has to be scary. Because when they say hate speech, they're not talking about the same stuff you and I are. They got their own idea what hate speech is. You know, yeah, I can do this. I can pull this off. This is one of those social issues that people get nuts about. So apparently a Florida high school student went to school without wearing a bra. She said she was pulled out of class and asked to put Band-Aids over her protruding nipples by the school dean. A teacher at Brandon River High School complained about Lizzie Martin, 17, being a distraction to other students in the class because she was braless. The teen claims that she was wearing a loose, long-sleeved green shirt, and it was not see-through. Now, Martinez was subsequently sent to the school dean, where she was told to, now, the school dean is a female, where she was told of the complaint and asked to put on a tighter T-shirt under her long-sleeve T-shirt. The girl complied, but was then asked to head down to the school clinic, where she was met with a school nurse, and the dean asked her to cover her nipples up with 4 Band-Aids. So, it's really interesting, though. She says she was humiliated. She says she was made to feel bad. Some even called it body shaming. Right? She said, I decided not to wear a bra today and got pulled out of one of my classes because one of my teachers complained it was a distraction to the boys in the class. And she complained that the school was sexualizing her and showcasing. So I'd like to get one of these libs on to try to understand something. So is it that anything goes? I mean, seriously. Are we good with butt cheeks hanging out of the bottom of shorts? Do we have to see every crease, everything on the front of your body? I mean, sir, have we gone that far on the moral scale that doesn't matter what you wear or how you wear or how whatever? Boys can show their underwear. I mean, heck, if you can, if showing your nipples okay, then maybe boys should be allowed to wear tight spandex pants for the whole showing themselves off. Right? I mean, is decency gone? Morality gone? Do we care anymore? And then, again, I go back to the parents. Are you parents really saying that it doesn't matter? Right? I mean, seriously. This stuff... The thing that bothers me the most, nobody wants to be stared at. Nobody wants to be talked about. Nobody wants, you want to be able to dress and do and say whatever you want and be respected. But you don't want to do anything to earn the respect. You want to do anything, you don't want to take responsibility for your own actions in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, the job of the administrators is to keep you safe on campus. Not everybody's going to act okay. Why egg them on? Right? And it's the dress code. And she knew it was a dress code. So is that how we've learned how to do things? Is that what we've taught our kids now? Here's the deal. All you have to do is if you don't like something, just break the law. It's really that simple. Not a problem. And now a group of teens in Canada protesting their sexist school dress code. They want, and I just said it, they want the right to wear shorter shorts, bare their shoulders, and not wear bras. So again, where does it stop? I'd like to know from somebody left. Write me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me, does it stop anywhere? Is it okay? You scream about rape culture, and yet you want to entice people that may not be able to control themselves. It's like the gun issue. It's not the gun. It's the person behind the gun. And yes, you shouldn't, it's not a license to rape someone because of the way they dress. I get that. But you've got sick people out. Why egg them on? You know, I've said this on the show, right on the time. Don't you love it? I'm Tom, senior host. Listen to Real Side next. David Fisher comes up with Landmark Capital in the next hour. We're going to talk about the finances of today. What's going on in the market? How do you protect your money? I'm Tom, senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.